SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. In this episode, we asked experts if immigration is really worsening the housing crisis. There's been a boom in immigration. Arrivals to Australia increased by 73% compared to the previous year. We're also facing a worsening housing crisis. So it might seem like migration is driving up housing prices.
We're ending migration system settings that drove temporary visa holders to stay long term, and we're introducing limits on international student numbers. We're taking action.
But by getting the migration policy settings right, the Coalition can free up more houses for Australians.
But experts say it's not that simple.
When commentators and politicians attribute all problems in the housing market to high immigration, by definition, they're diverting attention away from the wide range of policy approaches that are required to deal with the housing crisis.
Peter McDonald is an Emeritus Professor of Demography at the Australian National University. He says migrants have little impact on both the home purchase and rental markets. The largest group of arrivals this past year was temporary migrants, who generally don't buy houses, according to Professor McDonald. He says they have close to zero impact on the home purchase market.
There's further evidence of that. In the last year, property values surged in Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth, while the rises in Sydney and Melbourne were quite low. Yet Sydney and Melbourne received the lion's share of the new arrivals in the migration stream.
As for the rental market, Professor McDonald says the impact of temporary migrants is not as large as many commentators suggest.
Most of the temporary migrants in the huge 22-23 intake were students and working holiday makers. Many students live in dedicated student accommodation. And on the other hand, working holiday makers live in backpacker accommodation, and lots of them are off in the bush at some point in time working in agriculture.
Professor McDonald says there are a range of factors affecting housing.
It is a crisis and it needs to be addressed, but by just saying that it's due to immigration, drop immigration, it's all going to go away. Well, it's not all going to go away.
So what needs to change? Associate Professor in Urban Planning at the University of Queensland, Dorina Poyani, says we need to build more houses.
Simply don't have enough houses for the population we have, and that's not simply attributable to migration. It's just we're not creating enough housing.
Recent data found the national rental vacancy rate sits at a very low 1.2%, which ultimately drives up prices. And according to Associate Professor Puyani, this has been a long time coming.
Around year 2000, we stopped producing new housing in line with demand, and prices have been going up ever since.
The solution seems obvious, to build more homes, especially affordable ones.
That means councils building their own housing or state governments building housing the way they used to in the past. But then it's also a question of working with private developers and asking them to allocate a portion of the housing they built, allocate it to lower-income people.
But all this takes time. So what could provide a relief now?
So people are always talking about, oh, rents are unaffordable, and that's because we have too many migrants. And my response there is, no, rents are unaffordable because we don't regulate them. We could simply put a ceiling to the rents and then they'd be affordable. That it would be as simple as that.
So blaming migrants for our housing crisis doesn't address the underlying causes. And it could also be harmful to the community.
I think what we're seeing is a lot of short-term politicking, dare I say dog whistling, which I don't think is very helpful at all.
Abul Rizvi is the former Deputy Secretary of the Department of Immigration. He says this misconception has real consequences.
Certainly affecting, I think, the Australian community's understanding of immigration. It certainly affects the Australian community's support for immigration, which over the long term is very, very important.
This story was produced and presented by Olivia Diorio. If you want to find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.